right, hello. I'm Nick Patterson, and I will be reviewing an article about Amazon workers and their experience with HR during the COVID-19 crisis. So, according to this article, it was talking a lot about how Amazon workers have had a lot of issues with COVID due to the fact that Amazon has replaced their HR system with kind of this robotic self-serve version of HR. A lot of Amazon workers have been super unhappy with this. They say it's been taking the human out of human resources, to quote one person directly. And overall, I think I would agree with that. I think the humanistic aspect of human resources, the ability to reach out and get help and talk to another human who can really evaluate the situation you're in and really think critically about your issues and what you need for help, is a big part of working at a big company. And I think Amazon's choice to remove this aspect of, obviously, human resources and replace it with just a random system is a bad one. A lot of Amazon workers agree with this. They say they've had a lot of issues with the system. And they've even said that the system has, like, taken away their break time instead of giving them paid leave when they've gotten sick with COVID. And a lot of other issues that are actually very problematic. And you'd think that Amazon, as a large company with a lot of resources and a lot of money, would make an investment in their many employees. In fact, in America, one out of every 160 people actually works at Amazon, which is a stunning statistic, but also makes you really think about the fact that Amazon has this huge number of workers and has not decided to make a huge investment in them, something that I think is kind of almost dystopian. Personally, I thought the article was really well written. I enjoyed the perspective it gave, and I also enjoyed the actual quotes from Amazon workers, which I thought was super helpful. I think without the quotes, it would have not been that great of an article, but I think because it gave primary, direct quotes from people in the situations, it really pushed the article forward and made it come together in a nice way that was able to provide me with the factual evidence that I wanted to know when I clicked on the article. So it was really able to deliver on what it promised to tell me about, and I think that was probably the best aspect of it. The one thing I do wish the article improved upon was its length. It was a really short article, and while it gave a lot of cool information, it kind of didn't really elaborate at one point. It kind of just told me that Amazon workers couldn't contact HR and that the lines were swamped. And then it kind of just ended. I wish I had, you know, a couple more paragraphs to read about, like, specific things, people's stories, just something to kind of make it seem a little bit more like an article and a little less like just a couple paragraphs of text. I think the issues that this article talks about, obviously COVID is affecting everyone, really resonates with people around the world right now. So I actually conducted an interview this Monday, and I would like to place a couple quotes just to really put things in personal perspective for you guys. So without further ado, please, here's some quotes directly from the street. So obviously, as you just said, you don't read much about COVID, but it's still this, like, massive, almost, like, basically breaking topic throughout just the entire world.
Right.
And how does it kind of make you feel as a whole?
In general, it makes me feel kind of sad. Like, I don't really know what other word there is for it. It just really sucks that for the past 2 years now, that's sort of what my life has been about,
right,
along with
yeah.
many others, when this is really a time in my life where I'm supposed to be discovering myself, along with everyone else in our grade and around our age. But unfortunately, it's sort of being focused through a lens of COVID and safety, which is not really what we should be focusing on as teenagers. So it feels like we're sort of being forced to grow up fast, which is a very sad thing, I think. And I guess in general, it is just a looming fear. And there's no other way to describe it, really.